I've been noticing that other podcasts I listen to these have these things called sponsors.
It's funny that you mentioned that because today's episode of Superhero Speak is actually brought to you by Blueberry.com.
Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
Yes, it seems everyone and their mother has podcasts nowadays.
Don't get me started on my mom's podcast.
Well, we'll leave that discussion for later, John. But as a podcaster, what is a crucial first step?
Does it have to do with necromancy?
I do seem to recall a deal with a certain Dark Lord.
No, wait, hold on. You need hosting, guys. And luckily, Blueberry offers a great hosting option.
That's cool, but for a podcast, you need things like unlimited downloads and optimization for iTunes.
They have that.
Okay, but what's the catch? Do I need to sell my firstborn, please?
No. There's no contract. You can cancel any time. Plus, really great free technical support.
Okay, that's all well and good, but what about analytics, like premium podcast statistics and lots of information about the people downloading your episodes?
Oh, they got that covered too.
Sweet, but what if you already have a hosting plan? Can you still get the statistics?
Hold up, Dave. I've got this one. John, I heard about a WordPress plugin for Blueberry to stream your podcast so you can sign up for just the premium statistics separately.
Ben, you are correct. And right now, for listeners of Superhero Speak, we have a great deal for you. When you sign up for either the hosting plan or the premium statistics and use the promo code Superhero Speak, you'll get a month for free.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing deal.
And no human sacrifice needed at all. Are you sure about this?
Nope. So if you're planning on starting a podcast, and who isn't nowadays, head on over to blueberry.com. That's BlueBrry.com. And use the promo code Superhero Speak and get a month free. Don't miss out on this amazing deal.
Welcome to the continued podcast adventures of three opinionated guys with mics and too much free time. Strong enough to stop a speeding movie rumor, more powerful than a bad comic book event, able to waste hours of time asking stupid questions to people who have better things to do. It's Dave, Ben, and John. It's Superhero Speak.
You're listening to Superhero Speak. I'm your host, Dave.
And Ben.
And John.
Hey guys, I have a story I'm going to kick off tonight with. So, as everyone knows, on the East Coast, we've been having the most fun winter ever. It just doesn't seem to end. And
Nope.
this morning, now I have fallen a couple times this winter due to ice and black ice.
And just comedy.
But this morning, I fell, had nothing to do with it. And if you were around, you would have thought it was being done for a sketch on TV.
Or insurance,
I have my back door is one where you just close it, you pull it closed and it locks. I'm pulling it closed this morning. I'm on the top step of my back steps. I pull it closed. The doorknob comes off and I go flat bam right on my side down three steps. So
Well, if you're going to drink that much in the morning, you really need to take steps. Ooh, sorry, never mind.
I'm just saying, yeah, I'm a little sore tonight, so bear with me.
That's
And
okay. You match physically how we feel mentally.
the
so
So it sounds like an apocalyptic morning for you there.
apocalyptic? Oh yes. Speaking of apocalyptic, is that a segue, Ben?
Well, perhaps. I'm not saying it's a good one, but it's how I'm kicking off tonight. If only you had some sort of mutant powers that could have prevented you from injuring
Well,
yourself.
speaking of
Or a mute
mutants,
button.
hold on. Speaking of mutants, did you guys hear the news about the next X-Men movie? Or not the X-Men movie, the next Wolverine movie.
I did hear that they were foolishly thinking of doing one.
That they had to use Kickstarter to get it through.
Well, wait, hold on. So they're doing, we all know that their Days of Future Past is coming out.
Right.
That's, everyone knows that.
Yep.
And then after Days of Future Past, they're going to do Apocalypse.
Yes,
It's already
the
been announced.
2016.
And now they're saying they're going to do another Wolverine movie after Apocalypse.
It's the Wolverine 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I'm just
Wait.
saying, how old is Hugh Jackman going to be by the time they get to the final or the next Wolverine movie?
Well, one way or another, the last one he does is going to be Old Man Wolverine, whether he likes it or not.
Because you'll just be an old man.
Right.
I I don't know. I just,
Yeah, no, you're right. And he's been playing this part for over 15 years now. It just seems, I like him in the role. I've liked him playing the role, even though the movies have kind of gone downhill. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that we see better of him in the next two X-Men movies. At least to what extent his role is. Obviously, we know it's big in Days of Future Past. We don't know what his role in Apocalypse is yet. But so in those ensemble pieces, I expect and have come to expect decent things from him, Last Stand notwithstanding. But the standalone movies, they have not been doing well. And again, I don't blame Jackman for it, because it's not necessarily him. He's playing the part as best he can. But yeah, I just think there's only so far you can go. Like, he's going to start showing his age, and that won't really fit with the characterization that they're going for. Right. Although, I guess it would fit better than seeing an entirely different person playing the part. But
right.
I don't know. Hopefully that means an end to the Wolverine franchise. Like, I would like to see, if they're going to do one more, I'd like them to commit to, it's just one more, and then they're done.
Right. No, that's true. I mean, I guess part of the issue, too, is that the first X-Men movie, right, was in 2000. And even though there's been, you know, gaps between some of them, it's like it's been an ongoing franchise that really hasn't, like, rebooted. It hasn't, right, you know, sputtered at all. It's been just boom, 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 boom with these movies.
Right.
So, I mean, they've been introduced in basically everyone.
Yeah. I mean, they've introduced some plot anomalies of their own, but generally there's a continuity there.
Right. So, yeah, it's just, you know. So, then again,
it's just they need to learn to focus on other X-Men, like Storm.
Storm? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they could do a Storm movie. I mean, obviously, this movie is not going to be a Storm movie.
Yes. Which brings us to our next article, Mr. Segway.
I was trying to make it not a segue, and just happened naturally.
Nice. Yeah,
but it's us, so nothing happens naturally.
Well, that's true.
So most of...
We're without begging.
So apparently most of Halle Berry as Storm has been cut from X-Men Days of Future Past.
And why would that be, Dave?
Well, for one, she was pregnant while they were making this movie, so she wasn't as intense in the fighting scenes as she should be, and she wasn't in a lot of fighting scenes.
Isn't that the same reason they got rid of Cyclops in the last movie?
Because he was pregnant? Wait, hold on.
I don't think he was pregnant in that movie.
Hold on, wait, what am I missing here?
They killed him in the first 20 minutes, and that was it. He was gone. That was it, no more.
I'm pretty sure he was not pregnant, though.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, because it seems like they're making a habit out of just losing mean characters.
No, there's other reasons for that. It's just scripting. But, you know, it would be interesting, though, if they found a way to make that fit the story. I mean, I'm not saying they have to go back and do that now. I understand they're trying to get this thing ready for a release date. But it'd be interesting if they found a way to actually work her pregnancy into the movie. Maybe have it be Black Panther's baby. Well, but anyway.
I mean, it's interesting from a couple standpoints, because they knew she was pregnant when they started doing this movie. Like, but they wanted to have a release date for this year, so they didn't hold off recording at all.
Right. Well, I think that probably part of it is they may have known that she was pregnant by the time they were starting, you know, getting ready to start production, but they may not have known when they wrote the script. And so rather than rework the script or rechange the timeline, they're just sort of trimming her role.
Right. But I kind of wondered at this point, is it that big of, I mean, in the comic story, she has a big plot line in the comic book. I don't know, but it sounds like they reduced her role anyway to begin with in this.
Yeah.
And now they're just kind of like cutting her out of it because she probably isn't that pivotal to the story. So
right. So suggesting that, yeah, she's probably not pivotal to this particular story, and they've changed the story enough that they can make that change, make that sacrifice.
And right. And when you have an ensemble cast that as large as this one is, does it matter if you lose one person? Right.
Now we've got Jennifer Lawrence, but, you know.
True. She's good enough for most movies. I'll be interested to see what happens to her movie career when she gets pregnant. But, you know, because they also cut a lot of, like, rogue scenes.
Your child, Ben?
Not so far. and not likely. But Rogue had a part in the movie, and she was completely cut out of it, from what I understand.
Yes, I heard that.
So
she's still listed in IMDb. Huh.
Yeah, well, IMDb is not in exactly gospel.
It's not the best source for news.
Right. But, you know, it'll be interesting. So we know how it's going to affect the X-Men, at least this next movie. We know that similar issue did not affect Scarlett Johansson's part in Captain America, but we'll be interested to see how it affects Avengers Age of Ultron.
Well, according to Scarlett Johansson, it's not going to affect it. That it's because
stepping up her filming.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
That's smart.
Because it's not a Marvel movie without Scarlett Johansson in a tight leather suit.
That's true. I actually read somewhere that they were interviewing her after the premiere or whatever of Captain America, and she said she had petitioned for it to the title to be Captain America (parentheses), but it's really a Black Widow story. And apparently, it kind of is. Like, there's a lot of her story in this movie.
Well, right. isn't it canon that they get together at one point or another?
Probably. It's Marvel Comics. I'm sure everyone's paired off in some form or another. So I'm sure he's not the only one that you could say it's canon for her to.
Are you saying comic books are just soap operas for boys?
I think that goes without saying.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that there probably is canon that supports them getting together, but there's probably also canon that supports her getting together with lots of other people. Probably Hawkeye at some point, or various other characters.
Though I always felt that was a cop-out, because, you know, they both were brought into the Avengers at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, let's pair these people off.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, it's good that Kevin Feige isn't holding off filming on her part. And hopefully, right. Hopefully we can see some other female roles come up to play in the time when she's out of it and nursing her young one.
Like maybe Captain Marvel?
That would be pretty cool. We've talked about that before, but it seems that Kevin Feige, I'm not going to be that informal with him, actually
you and
said,
Kev hang out all the time.
You know, Kev and I did actually say in a thing recently that they have talked about it and it would be pretty cool. And I agree. It would be very cool.
Actually, what I was curious about when I read that article is they didn't mention, what's her name from Battlestar Galactica? She played Starbuck, and she was in the movie.
In that Riddick movie recently.
The Riddick movie, yeah. Oh, geez, I can't think of the actress's name. But there were rumors that she was in talks with Marvel to play Miss Marvel.
I could kind of see that. That would be an interesting casting. There's a number of people they could potentially tap for that role. Depends on their approach, how old or young they want the part to be.
Katie Sackhoff, sorry.
Yes,
Katie Sackhoff. Just hit me.
See, I was riffing there for you, helping you out, giving you a moment. So, but yeah, I would be interested to see how that could play in, and they could maybe tie that into all the other Kree introduction they're doing with the possible blue alien that they showed us last week on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, it was a Kree, damn it.
Yes, and all the Kree that showed up in the, or that are going to show up in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that what it's going to be, Kree?
There are Kree in it. I mean, Ronan the Accuser is Kree, and he's going to be a character, the main bad guy, so to speak.
That's true.
So,
But I didn't know if that was just going to be him, or if they were going to have, like...
I want to say there were some other characters that were of Kree origin that are going to show up in that as well.
All right.
They just haven't shown a lot of them on screen. Although speaking though of that our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. character, I've also heard rumor that it could be not alien at all, but possibly Atlantean.
What? Say that again?
Atlantean, like Atuma or Namor.
Oh, Atlantean. Boy. I thought you said Antian. Oh, I can't even say it.
Yeah, Antm. Yes. It's a Wizard of Oz reference.
Oh, sorry.
So, but yeah, bottom line, I would love to see a Captain Marvel movie come together as long as they had a good story for it. I think they need to introduce more characters like that.
Well, it would be interesting if they either do a Black Widow movie or a Captain Marvel movie before DC releases a Wonder Woman movie.
Or their own Captain Marvel movie.
Or their own Captain Marvel movie.
Which will never happen.
That would be, again, Marvel winning, you know?
Yes.
Because it's just like... You know, like, I don't know. DC, get your act together.
Right. Along the lines of battles that DC can't win, it seems like they're going to have a showdown with Marvel directly over a release date in the near future.
Yeah. Well,
not that near future.
Crying out loud.
Well, they've announced, Marvel announced Captain America 3. They're aiming for a release date of May 6, 2016, which is the same date that Warner Brothers previously mentioned for Batman versus Superman.
Which I find a very interesting move on Marvel's part.
It is. It's bold because, like, they was known. Like, I could see if the conflict came up and they were not aware of it, but they knew what they were doing in this case. Like, there was no, you know...
And it's not like they're saying this is the release date of Avengers 2, which you would expect to be, you know, ensemble versus ensemble. This is like, no, this is the Captain America, the next Captain America movie. Like,
yeah,
screw you, DC.
Right. He is sort of their Superman, at least in that nobility principle right. aspect.
According to a poll on superherohype.com, it doesn't say how many people took this, but they asked the question, what are you planning on seeing? Batman versus Superman, Captain America 3, or I don't want to see either.
For guys like us, it's like, just check all.
All yes. above. Why isn't there a fourth option of like, what do you mean either?
I'll see both. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, where is there a choice here?
Well, 60% picked Batman versus Superman. 38% picked Captain America, and 2% said they're not going to see either.
Well, those 2% are very, very... What are they doing on this site if they're not interested in either of those
exactly,
movies?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't make even the slightest bit of sense.
They're the trolls. There's 2% trolls out there.
Apparently. But yeah, first of all, if they both actually came out on the same weekend, which is not going to happen, I would definitely be there seeing both. You know, one for the sheer awesomeness of it, and the other for the, you know, rubbernecking train wreck aspect of it. I'm not going to name names as to which is which.
You think this is a game of chicken? And they're trying to see who's going to pull out first?
I think this is a game of chicken between a nice big shiny semi-truck and a Herbie the Love Bug. And I think...
Really?
Stuff with way too many clowns.
Hold on. Which one's which?
I will leave that up to the listener's discretion to decide which way they side with that.
Well, there's so many people that are like, oh, Batman versus Superman is going to make $1 billion or $2 billion, you know.
Well, sure, maybe it will. And honestly, I wish they would pick a freaking title already because I'm tired of it being called Batman versus Superman. Yeah, it's not true. What they're going to name it. It's not what they're going to call it for the release. Come up with a name.
Yes.
Something we can make fun of more.
But you have to have a script before you can come up with a name.
They seems like they are supposedly have a script.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Because they keep throwing characters in.
Right.
And the only lines we've heard so far were stolen from Dark Knight Returns, so...
Man of Steel, colon, Age of Heroes.
Age of Heroes?
I just pulled that out of my butt. Anyway.
That's better than what they came up with, so there you
That's
go.
That's what I'm saying. It's not hard to come up with something better.
All right, so I'm going to pose this question to both of you.
Yes.
Let's say they keep the date as is.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say the movie comes out, let's say they both come out on the same day, mm-hmm. and the movie from DC is a total turd, and it flops. What do you think that is for the future for, you know, DC
for
movies?
DC?
Yeah.
I think they will have to go hide in a hole for a while and regroup to figure out what to do next.
I think it'd be good.
Good in that way.
I think it'd be good because it would finally maybe shake them up enough to say, hey, you know what? Hiring writers outside of our cadre of actual comic book writers might not be the best idea. Let's give it to the guys who think about this and love it all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's obviously not working.
Right.
No, that's
right,
true.
They've had how many failures in a row do they need before they figure out that there's something more fundamentally they're doing wrong here? Like, they had great success with Batman Begins. That one was a good one. And even Dark Knight was pretty good.
Yeah, but then they just started ruining them.
And then, right, and then they sort of went downhill with Dark Knight Returns, or whatever the hell that was called. Rises. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, Batman Returns, Dark Knight
Rises. That was the Batman I wanted.
Not the one you needed.
Not apparently the one we deserved.
Yeah.
And Man of Steel, while I enjoyed it at the time, it doesn't hold up for me as well in hindsight. Like, the problem is on its own, it's an enjoyable movie, but in the context of comparing it to what's around it, to its competition, it's not as good.
Heck, even and, compared to the Donner Cut, it's not that good. Yeah. I mean, the storyline still doesn't, you know.
Even compared to the Donner Party, it's not that good.
Oh, and nice.
So the point is that, like, there, and, you know, obviously there was a Green Lantern movie that was a complete and utter failure. They just have not been faring well. They've done a lot of things that have just been the wrong direction, you know, the wrong.
You know, one of the biggest problems that they've got with this is they keep thinking that in order for the movie to succeed, it has to be Michael Bayized. There has to be explosions, and it has to be the ultimate evil that threatens the entire universe, and blah 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 blah. Some of the best stories in the comic book world that were written were very targeted threats, and very, you know, and the heroes thinking their way out of the problem, and just being more clever or being heroic, but not this whole, you know, universe is going to go away thing. It gets ridiculous after a while, you know, or you wind up with Metropolis completely destroyed. Well, it's
not only that too, like, there's this there was also this theme that ran through the Batman movies, and it was there in the Superman movie a little bit, was we need it more grounded in reality. I'm going to see a movie about a person in a costume going around fighting crime. I threw reality out the window the moment I bought the ticket. Like, no, I want a superhero movie. I don't want a realistic movie. You know, realistic to a point, yeah, I get that. You want something that attracts to a larger audience, but I don't know. There's just, like, aspects of it.
But the Dark Knight, Dark Knight Returns was good.
No, Dark Knight Rises.
Right, not Rises. The first one,
The Dark Knight was good. Yes, until you thought about it in the context of Dark Knight Rises.
Well, yeah, but that first one was grounded a lot in reality, and it made it cooler because it gave you the feeling that he really had to try hard, and he could really get hurt.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna pose another question to you guys. The Dark Knight, I'm going to agree, is possibly the best Batman movie out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And includes, you know, the 89 Michael Keaton and up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But what was it about that Dark Knight movie that made it such a great movie?
Because it was haunting. Like, you had a villain that was not a cartoon character, not a comic book villain, but who was truly chilling in the things that he could do. And it had more to do with the Joker than it had to do with Batman, honestly. The Joker made that movie great.
Exactly. And John, what did you think?
I'm about the same. You actually had, you know, even though you always know that Batman's going to win because he's the goddamn Batman, you got the feeling that the Joker could really freaking hurt him. And in the end, he did. I mean, he
right.
killed What's-Her-Face, and, you know, that was perfect because it really makes you think that, you know, holy crap, this is a real battle of intellect. It's not just a who's got the bigger gun, who can punch harder. You know, Batman has to think his way through and outsmart him.
Right. And, yeah. But I said this when I saw the movie, I say this again, we finally got the Joker on screen that we've been reading in the comics forever. You know, this is the Joker we wanted.
Yeah, the intelligent yet insane enemy.
Right, right. Who has a plan, but it's a crazy plan. And it makes sense in his head. If you take Heath Ledger out of that movie, is it a good movie? Is the portrayal of Two-Face good?
Actually, yes. I think the portrayal of Two-Face is good because it was a very different way to portray him. And especially in comparison to any prior portrayal of him. Like, the version with Tommy Lee Jones was atrocious. You know, that was a cartoon character villain. You know, it was flat, it wasn't well realized. In this one, we had someone who was, you know, we had Harvey Dent, who was very principled and very, you know, had a very black and white way of looking at things. And that was challenged through a series of events, challenged strongly with, you know, things like, you know, the death of a woman he loved and, you know, all these things happening and things, his world just got turned upside down. And part of that being that his face was severely burned off on the one side. And as a result, he was not thinking clearly and therefore started veering off the deep end and doing things that he wouldn't normally have done. And it wasn't like he did that for years and years. It was one night of those decisions, and that made more sense than any long-term version of that character. Because, you know, he would get infections and die in a very short time after that series of events. So I think they handled that as best that they could have handled it.
I don't know. I never have liked that version of Two-Face.
Okay, I thought it was well realized.
Well, because again, the movie's supposed to be more grounded in reality, but
right.
A person missing a chunks from their face isn't going to live.
Right, but he wasn't going to live. Honestly, the only thing that
he
kept
would have been
going,
able to get out of bed and walk
he
around.
He was on painkillers to the extent that he couldn't feel anything.
No, it was too unrealistic. It was just and again, it also was not the Two-Face from the comic books at all.
You know,
the Tommy Lee Jones version wasn't, and the Dark Knight version wasn't. You know.
No, but again, my point is that you're not going to have the comic book version. You can't have the comic book version. It doesn't. It's not realistic. It's not a realistic character.
I'm going to the movies to see a guy dressed as a bat fight crime,
which can happen.
Right, but if you want that, you
realism.
But then if you want that, Batman.
Yeah, if you want that, you're going to get Batman and Robin. And who wants that? Come on.
Nobody wants that.
That's a step in the completely opposite direction. That's so far from reality, it's not even funny. But yeah, no, it's... Or you could go with the campy 60s
version. I am in the old town tonight.
God.
Fully rusted metal, Batman.
What?
It's metal. Rusty and full of holes.
Oh, God, I remember that line just because it was the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
You knew they had to do a nod to that somehow, though.
Yeah, but oh my gosh.
Yes, I do draw the line at nipples on the Batsuit. But anyway.
It depends on which Batsuit you're speaking of.
Again, I'm going to the movies to see a guy dressed as a bat who can glide around the city.
Mm-hmm. And kick ass.
And kick ass.
I know. And chew bubblegum.
So I can believe a guy who's horribly scarred on one side of his face, not missing chunks in his face, but just horribly scarred, you know, from acid that was spilled on him
right
during a court trial, which is his actual origin.
Right. I understand that. But again, like I said, I was willing to give it liberties for the sake of realism, for the sake of trying to get that grounded feel about it. And I was on board with that one. I know you disagree, and we're just going to agree to disagree on this one. Okay. But I definitely think that was well depicted. I think it fit.
So, circling back to my original point, though, is I kind of feel it was, you know, again, it was Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker that just put that movie over the top.
Absolutely. You know?
And,
yes.
And I think there were elements in it that had problems. So that's their best movie in a long time. And it still had problems, you know. So
it had its flaws.
Now they're going in full steam into this, we'll call it Justice League movie. And you keep getting mishmashes of information. It doesn't seem like they really know what they're doing. I don't see it making $2 billion like people are predicting.
I think part of the problem right now is we're talking about a movie that's 2 years away. And they're not going to know what they're doing to that extent that they're going to share with us 2 years away. You know, they're in the trenches of getting this movie made, and they shouldn't be sharing more information with us. They shouldn't even be sharing the amount of information they are sharing with us. They should just be heads down and getting this done right and not, you know, reassuring us every 5 minutes. Oh, well, look, we're casting this person now. And, oh, we definitely have a plan here. And I'm going to do another press conference to explain how and how these things fit together. Like, shut up and go make a movie.
I completely agree with that. Yeah, completely agree with that.
No, I'm completely on board to waiting for them to make a good movie. And if they do, I will be happy and I will enjoy it. I'm not holding my breath. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, actually, and that's another thing, because that was another point that I didn't that I forgot that I was going to bring up, is that now, yes, we're waiting 2 years for this Superman versus Batman movie.
Right.
And yes, we had a Green Lantern movie that terribly failed, and they had their Batman franchise. Like, really? Like, you know,
that's yeah, but what do you expect them to do? Just lie down? I mean, they've...
No, but, like, how about... You know, okay, put a lot of time and effort into that movie, but throw us, you know, a Wonder Woman movie.
It takes a long time to make a movie, though. Like,
especially a Wonder Woman movie, apparently, because yeah. They're cursed.
Right. Well, it takes about, you know, well, what, 17 script rewrites to get one that both is good and the studio wants to make.
Yeah.
But I guess that's true, too, where, you know... It takes a long time and it's to make a movie, and it took them longer to make this movie than they thought it was going to originally. You know, it's just, I mean, and I understand it's tough. And, you know, I think part of the issue, too, is it feels like Marvel is doing so much more because Fox has X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but even without those things, they're doing so much more. I mean, think about the number of Marvel, purely Marvel movies. That have come out just in the past 2 years.
And all related, all one continuum.
All interwoven together and all fitting together. You know, we have Captain America coming out next month. We have Guardians of the Galaxy coming out this summer. We had Thor Dark World come out this past fall. And, you know, just a couple months before, you know, a little bit before that, we had Iron Man 3. You know, and before that, had Avengers. And it's just been a constant stream of these properties for like 2 or 3 years now at least.
Yeah, yeah, and that's true. And for a movie company that didn't exist before the first Iron Man movie came out.
Right. And now is not only thriving, but backed by, you know, the biggest money player that there is for these types of things.
So maybe Disney should just buy Warner Brothers.
Well, then you can get your Superman versus Wolverine fix, I guess.
That would be interesting.
Superman versus Hulk, maybe.
No, we're never going to get that. That's like the Wonder Woman movie. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Just... How about Superman versus Muhammad Ali?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Goodness.
Please.
Yeah, that'll come out right after Captain America beats up Hitler.
They should make that movie, damn it.
So yeah, like I said, we'll have to wait and see what comes of it. I'm not holding my breath, but you know, it's DC in the movies. We know what to expect from them there. Now in not the gaming much. Area, they seem to be doing a little bit better.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, they, you know, let's start, you know, the Arkham Asylum series is just probably the greatest game series in a long time. And they have Arkham Knight coming out, which is going to be the last one in the series that they're claiming. Unless that makes $1 billion, and then...
Which, yeah. Speaking of Arkham Knight, someone told me today, and I didn't actually end up going and doing research to verify this, that the Arkham Knight character is not Batman.
Huh? What?
That it's his son or something?
They're not being forthcoming about it so far, but some people are speculating that it could be a version of the Red Hood, which I don't really know if that fits. I think it's, if it's not Batman, it's, I would say, more likely a version of Azrael, the one who took over for him when he had his back broken. But, yeah, I don't know. Someone said that it could be nothing. They could have been full of crap and not know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But, that seems to be out there, that rumor. Yeah, it just
actually came across it. A rumor that isn't true?
A rumor, well, it was, I actually found a site that mentions it from March 4th. It does feature the Dark Knight himself, but the title refers to a different Gotham Crusader.
Okay, and that's
so. So it is Batman is in it, but Arkham Knight isn't Batman.
I mean, I guess that could work. I mean, the voice in the background, I think somebody had said that that's in the trailer, that's Azrael.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could work. I don't know. Because you always think of Batman being the Dark Knight.
Yep.
So you automatically assume Arkham Knight, they're talking about Batman, so...
One would think.
Yes.
But,
interesting little twist.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We'll see. Again, I think if it, you know, they're claiming this is going to be the wrap-up in the series. We'll see if that really happens.
Yeah. The other game that they're working on that's supposed to be, it looks like it might be pretty interesting, or at least has decent graphics, is an Infinite Crisis game.
Yes. I've been following this one. It's interesting because it's a multiplayer online, massive multi-online role-playing game, where they're claiming, you know how like they had the game City of Heroes, and then after City of Heroes, there was DC Universe Online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what was the problem with those games, guys?
You couldn't be who you wanted to be?
Yeah, you couldn't be Batman, you couldn't be Superman.
Yeah.
You couldn't be Flash. But apparently, like, in this one, you can be Batman.
Right. Because they have a dozen flavors of Batman.
Yes.
That can coexist in the same world.
Right. Like the multiverse type yes. ideas. So that is actually really appealing. And it's going to be free to play, too. So,
do they have a fat, slovenly Batman? Is that an option?
I want to be Batmite.
With his beard sticking out of the cap.
Really out of shape. And
no, make me Batmite. Batmite, yes.
So if it's...
or a Flash that's really slow.
So if it, like, can you take your picture and then put the cowl on it and... Now, here's a question, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to put the cowl on, would you shave the beard?
The beard of knowledge? I don't think so. I think
you've
got
to
keep the
beard. Would you at least dye the gray
in it, then? That's asking a lot. Because
people are going to go, oh, look, that's Ben in that cowl. We know that's him.
Hey, they don't say that about Arrow at all. And he's got that same scruffiness.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on that. But, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, they're pulling the wool over people's eyes with that stuff in the TV show. Hopefully they won't try to be so, you know, have such giant plot holes with the new Flash show as well. You know, they'll try to be a little bit more cunning with that one.
Yes.
I mean, at least we know the Flash suit that they've designed looks really cool.
Yes. Have you seen the pictures, John? I assume.
Yes. Yeah, we were looking at them a podcast or two ago.
But the podcast or two ago, they were only showing the mask.
Right, now they have a full body shot.
Oh, good. Are there nipples?
No. There's piping.
We called Warner Brothers and we said, if you do anything, John wants nipples on the suit. And they were like, no. We learned that many moons ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So, sorry, John. No nipples. Yes.
You know, that actually doesn't matter because everybody would talk about the cod piece, right?
We said, we want nipples on the suit and we want a cape. And they're like, no capes.
No capes. Yes.
Which, that's actually where it's funny. We never talked about this on the podcast.
No.
But we were talking about that scene from The Incredibles one day, and that's where Don't Get Your Cape Get Caught in the Door came from.
That is where it came from.
Yes. But we never actually talked about that on the show, the origin of that expression.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was the inspiration for it. It's not really the origin of that expression.
Right, right. The inspiration was...
Yes.
Yes.
And actually, that conversation came up at work the other day. Among some noobs, some norms, who were discussing superheroes and discussing who had capes and who didn't. And I sort of tried to politely chime in and like, oh yeah, Ben, you know stuff about these things. And I said, it's fairly simple. DC has capes, Marvel doesn't, with a handful of exclusions on either side.
That really confused them, huh?
No, they absorbed that slowly. Because it's basically where the line's drawn. You see almost nobody with a cape in Marvel, and you see very few characters without capes in DC.
All right, quick, name three Marvel characters with capes.
Sentry, Ms. Marvel kind of has a cape now, and Cloak.
Oh, okay. Magneto.
Magneto. But he's a bad guy, though.
He has a cape.
That's true.
You missed the obvious one, guys.
And Doctor Strange.
You missed the obvious one.
The obvious one.
The only one that movies have been made of.
A Marvel character with a cape. Why am I blanking on this right now?
He carries a hammer.
Oh, Thor, yes.
That's not a cape. That's not a cape. It's a cloak.
That's true. It's a cloak.
There's a difference.
Well, usually, though, the difference is a hood, and I have not seen a hood on that thing.
It's a cape, guys. It
doesn't matter. You're gonna tell Thor that he's wearing a cape?
And I have yet to see him wear a pointy hat. I think he's due.
But no, and it's true. And then you think of the two main male flagship characters in DC, and they have Superman and Batman, and Wonder Woman has been drawn with capes sometimes, too.
Yep.
So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Only in fanfic, but, you know.
Wait, when she has a cape and nothing else?
What's she wearing under that cape, yes. Minds are going the same dirty place.
Is that a flashlight under your cape, or are you just happy to see me?
No.
What version of Wonder Woman are you talking about?
What?
So, you know, am I going to let my daughter listen to this episode, or...
And do you let your daughter watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, I'd let her watch that. It's pretty damn tame, considering.
It is.
Let her watch Agents of Speed.
But have you...
No, you're on it. What, are you kidding me?
Just the visuals alone will scar her for life. but, I mean, on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they have skirted pretty close to... Like with some of the escapades between, especially with Ward, I think just last week with Ward and Lorelai, like we were watching them, and my wife's like, "Are we gonna have to turn this off?" Mm. Like it got really close to being risque, and then they cut to commercial finally.
Yes, it is a network channel that's owned by Disney, so I don't think they're gonna go too far with it.
Right. They know where the line is.
Yes.
And it's right next to Peter Pan becoming evil.
All right, most of them know where the line is.
wait, when did Peter Pan become evil?
In Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know things about shows I don't watch.
All right. Speaking of evil, I heard something today. I don't watch the show, but I think you two do. The Walking Dead...
I do not.
I don't either.
Oh. Never mind then. We'll save the conversation for another time. They apparently crossed a really bad line on their latest episode and basically blew up the internet with everyone talking about it.
Necrophilia?
No, but close.
God. I'm surprised that line hasn't been crossed on that show yet.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
No, it was... they apparently... so if you watch The Walking Dead and you haven't watched the latest episode... Stop the podcast now. But apparently there was a little girl who was, like, really messed up in the head who was still alive. And as somebody explained it to me today, they old yellowed her.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, like, you know, everyone apparently who watched it was like, they're not good. Oh, my God. So, yeah. So, yeah, they crossed a line that you normally don't cross on TV.
Well, it is AMC. They can cross those lines, technically. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize about where the lines are. And that is that, you know, FCC guidelines really only apply to, like, the top four or five networks. The networks that broadcast via airwaves. Like, literally, that you can pick up on an antenna. Right. Because if you cannot pick up that broadcast via antenna, they're not governed by the FCC. The only people they're accountable to at that point is their advertisers. Like, they can't get fined for curses, they can't get fined for nudity, all that stuff is open game, but they police themselves based on their advertisers. So in the case of Walking Dead, which has been running on AMC for a while, which has also been known to show uncensored movies for long before they started making their own programming, they, you know, that line already, you know, was well crossed. So it really wasn't a big shock when they started doing that stuff. Although I will say I was surprised when I realized that, when I was watching, cause I've been watching Breaking Bad, catching up on it with my wife. And there was one episode where they had, a couple of the guys, like Jesse and his friends go to a strip club, and it was a lot more visual than I expected.
So a pleasant surprise, as it were.
Yes.
So, you know what, though? I just realized we're not transmitted over the air. So we aren't governed by the FCC.
Yeah, but we like to be nice.
Yeah, I think we should... So we should stick to being polite.
But that means that we can shoot little girls on this show if we want.
Okay.
All right. I've got this thing that I got to go do.
Wait, hold on. We're all thinking the same thing?
You really, really have to stop drinking, man.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, you got to really... You picked the wrong day to sniff glue before a podcast.
I'm telling you, it's the pain medicine from when I fell down the steps.
How hard did you hit your head exactly when you fell down the steps?
I fell down the steps.
Are there still fragments of your brain of your skull sitting on the ground next to the door?
There might be.
Yeah, you might want to check for that.
Yes,
it's a good thing that nobody pays to listen to us.
This is true.
Well, they pay.
So far. They pay. Just not in that way.
Not monetarily. Oh, God. You know how disappointed they'd be if they had to pay for this show? So
is there anything more superhero related that we want to talk about tonight?
Well, no. But before we wrap up, I just want to say that everyone who had listened to last week's episode, I interviewed Brett Culp from the movie Legends of the Dark Knight. He was the director. And with special co-host Frank Duran from Real Books Don't Have Batman. Thanks again, Frank, for filling in. And in that episode, I mentioned that we will be starting a tug to have that movie play in a local theater here in Philadelphia. It'll be in the Greater Northeast, in the Chamonix Mall, actually. And I just wanted to let everyone know there's nothing written in stone yet. We're still working with Tug, and they're still working. It's going to be an AMC theater, so they're working with AMC right now to get all the details worked out. So please stay tuned. Everything will be announced when we know for sure what the date is, and we will let you know. And once you guys know, you're going to head on over to Tug. And if you're in the Philadelphia area and you listen to our show, you know, commit to seeing the show. You can buy the tickets right there through Tug.com. And, you get to see, not only do you get to see a really good movie about Batman, but a percentage of the proceeds are going to be going to the National MS Society. So you get to also support a great cause. So it's a win-win, you know. So check it out. Again, keep posted for the details. Did you guys fall asleep on me?
What?
Huh? No. What? Who?
So the Dark Knight, nobody. He has a cape too, right?
I see how you guys care about other people that, you know.
I'm just saying, as a Dark Knight, he has to be careful with that cape. He doesn't want to get it caught in any doors.
Oh, nice. I don't think Dave was impressed.
The Segway King again.
Segway King strikes again.
Go to that movie or we'll do more segues.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
So
if you'd like to put an end to our segueing ways.
So stay tuned for the details. And we'll let you know as soon as we know. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your Segway get a flat tire. Have a good week. Speaking of capes, you can tug on ours by joining the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+ at Superhero Speak. If you have any comments on my bad jokes, you can email me at dave@superheroespeak.com.
You can also subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, and various other channels. Or if you'd like to tease the beard of knowledge, you can email me at ben@superheroespeak.com.
We also occasionally rant about things on our website, superheroespeak.com. Or if you'd like to further discuss the prowess of Rainbow Dash versus anybody in the greater geek universe, you can email me at john@superheroespeak.com.
And don't forget to check out our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. companion show, Agents of Speak, which you can watch live most Tuesdays around 9 p.m. on our Google+ page or archived on our YouTube channel. Now let go of our cape. This episode of Superhero Speak was brought to you by Blueberry.com. Head on over to Blueberry.com and use the offer code SUPERHEROSPEAK to get 1 month free on their hosting or premium statistic plans. That's Blueberry.com, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y.com.